Back now with Day to Day, contributing writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro has been thinking mythic thoughts. He tried to challenge his teenage son in an athletic contest. Oh, Marcos.
I ran across the Taekwondo mats like Mercury sent on a mission from Zeus, or merely heading to the bathroom. I leapt. As I came down in that slow motion, oh my God, second, knowing that something had gone terribly wrong, I thought of one man, Oedipus. I fell in a heap of 45-year-old manhood. A pillar in the great foundation had collapsed. That crack shot its way into every corner and crevice of the school. The snap roused a harmonious ooh out of all the other students, and an oh man, that ain't good out of May, the Vietnamese-American girl in the purple belt. My toes had hooked the second of two high punching pads now used by our teacher Frank as jumping obstacles. Some chose, oh so wisely, not to try it once it got to 10 feet. My son David stepped up. "Move it a little more," he said to Frank. Gazelle-like, that 13-year-old body glided up, over, and touched down on the other side. I was up. I jumped. A water buffalo heaving itself over a crevice. I knocked the pad down, but I landed on my feet. "Let me try again, Frank." And there it was, Oedipus. All this was my son's fault, you see. Over in the corner stood an old man with a white beard and round spectacles, chewing on a cigar and saying, "Don't do it, man. Ain't worth it. Let your boy kill you." But I couldn't see Freud. All I saw was that son of mine, all glisteny with youth and manhood, and by God, I'm going to make it. Oedipus wrecks, crashes, and burns. At home, while dropping my ball of a foot in a bucket of ice, David asks, "How's it going?" "Like you care." But I say, "Oh, fine, just fine." His mother walks in and tosses his hair and says, "That was a heck of a jump." And he smiles as though he did it all for her. I never saw this one coming, empathizing with the old king. I get it. The boy has to beat the dad. A man's reach should exceed his grasp, right? Which means reaching farther than your old man did. Leaping farther. Now, with my foot in ice, I must admit it was a marvelous thing to see. My son, leaping. I just got to learn to sit down and watch him fly.
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro is the author of the Romilia Chacon crime fiction series.